Blog Talk Radio.
K.O. on the track.
To the show and welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And you can even press the number 1 on your keypad if you'd like to be on the air and give your comment or opinion about today's episode. 818-301-5834. And you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. And again, thanks guys for tuning in to the show and welcome. Now, right now it's 65 degrees in the ATL. It's 65 degrees right now in the ATL. And you're looking at low tonight of 44. And then tomorrow, a high of 75, low 55. Friday, high 71, low 38. Saturday, 66, low 40. So that's, you know, the weather's kind of climbing, okay? So I'm sorry, guys. So, I'm sorry, guys. Hang on. Again, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and we're back. So, let's see, guys. I'm gonna take a quick break, and you guys, I'll come back.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Again, I'm sorry, guys, but thanks for tuning in. And, again, right now it's 65 degrees in the ATL. We're looking at a low tonight of 44. High tomorrow, 75, low 55. High on Friday, 71, low 38. So the temperatures are up and down, okay? And this is how you get sick, guys. So remember to wear a light jacket or something during the evening hours, okay? Wear a light jacket or something during the evening hours. And today's word of the day, and you know, you guys know that today is Wednesday, and it's Contest Wednesday. And at 6:10, which is a little bit after 6:10, you guys can call in right now and win a show t-shirt. The Frank Williams Show. You can win a t-shirt today if you know the word of the day that was on Thursday, last Thursday on March the 2nd. What was the word of the day on last Thursday? And you guys can call in. If you have the correct answer, you'll get a Frank Williams Show t-shirt. Okay. And an armband, a t-shirt and an armband, if you guys know the word of the day from Thursday's show. Now, today's word of the day is ramify, 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 R-A-M-I-F-Y, ramify. Ramify is a verb, and it means to split up into branches or constituent parts. Okay? The second meaning is to send forth branches or extensions. And the third question, the third answer is to cause to branch. All right? That's ramify. All right? And again, thanks guys for tuning in and welcome to the show. And before I get into the show, I just wanted to wish my daughter be 16th birthday. Today is her 16th birthday, and we're going out to eat here soon and just hang out, I guess. But that's what today is. Today is my daughter's 16th birthday, and she's super excited. Okay, so that was our word of the day, and the contest goes until the end of the show. So you have until the end of the show to call in and give the word of the day from last Thursday, on March 2nd. All right? Now, today's show is entitled, She Wants to Change Me, But I'm Set in My Ways. Now, is she wrong? Now, this is kind of awkward. This thing is kind of awkward. But here's the deal. If you're what I want to discuss is how some women and some men move in together, and then they try to change your habits. Okay? They try to change your habits, not theirs. All right? So you guys move in together, y'all lovey-dovey, maybe you just got engaged, or maybe you're wanting to be engaged, or maybe she was living alone and now she wants you to move in, or you were living alone, now you want her to move in. Either way, all I'm saying is that if you're dealing with a guy and, you know, and he's been, say you move in with this guy and he's been living this way for, let's say 3 years, okay? And he's set in his ways. This is how he does things and yada, 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 okay? Now, a woman comes in, she moves in, she starts to change in things. She starts to change in the furniture, starts to hanging different pictures on the wall, starting to do different stuff like that. But this is his place. And he has set his place the way he wants. Now, she may move in and she may want to change some things, but what changes need to be made need to be sat down and talked about together. Y'all can compromise these changes because he may not mind you putting a picture on the wall or buying a new piece of furniture. He may not mind that if you guys would sit down together and discuss it together. If you discuss it together, I don't think he'd mind. Okay? He may even like it. But if you come in and you just, you know, if he comes home from work one day and you've already changed things around and this and that, it's going to be a problem, right? It's going to be a problem because you didn't discuss it with him and you just changed it without his knowledge. And if the same goes, the other way, if you move in with her and then, you know, she comes home one day and you're sitting up on the couch. You got your feet up. You're eating popcorn. You're watching TV and you're drinking a drink and you got this. I mean, it's just things that may drive others crazy. okay? But these things, these guys are already have set in their ways. They're set in their ways with these things. And the only way you're going to change them is to sit down and talk. And it may not be a complete change, a complete 360-degree change, but it could be something subtle, something easy, something, you know, quick, so to speak. But you can't just come in and change things around and think that they're just going to sit there and take it. It's not going to happen. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You can call in and discuss this episode. And the reason that I say that you guys need to sit down and discuss it is because, again, she or he may be great with your idea. We may love the idea. Okay? We may love the idea. We may want that 360-degree change. But give me the courtesy or give me the respect of talking it out, figuring it out before you just change it. Okay? Before you just change it. That's just a word of advice from me that you guys should take and be good with it, right? You guys should take that and be good with that, you know, with that advice, I think. Because I think that is the best way to handle a situation like that. Is to sit down and talk about it. Okay? And if you do that, if you sit down and talk about it, then things will be so great. Okay? Things will be so great. And if you kind of approach all your situations this way. And, you know, not only about changing someone's ways or whatever, but if you want to do something, if you want to have a party, but she doesn't want to have a party. Okay? Or you want to have a party, but you hadn't discussed it with her. Don't just plan the party and all of a sudden people come over on Saturday evening. She's like, what's this about? You know, if you want to have a party, sit down with her and discuss. Say, babe, I want to have a party and I want to invite yada, yada, yada. You can invite some of your friends and we can have a good time, sit around, have some drinks, eat a little bit and talk and this and that. That's the way to handle it. Don't just plan a party and have a party without her knowledge or without his knowledge. It's not going to work out well. Don't just go and do things on your own. Now you guys are one. So you have to be, you have to compromise and you have to talk about these things. And ladies, I know this is very, very hard for you, but if you would compromise, if you would talk about it first, I think things would be a lot better. Okay? Now, some things happen, sometimes things happen, and you know, you can't really control it. Okay? But just try not to just go off the deep end about it before talking about it. Don't just say, I can't deal with this no more. You got to get out. I can't deal with this no more. I'm moving out. If you love this guy or this girl, talk about it. Figure it out. You guys are adults. You have your own mindset. I know. But you guys are adults. And you should talk things out. You should have a meeting. Whenever corporations and things like that want to discuss something, they call a meeting. They have a meeting. And they discuss it to get everyone on the same page. Some people are going to like it. Some people are not going to like it. But it is what it is. But we're discussing it. And in the discussion or in the meeting, that's your opportunity to voice your opposition if you're opposed. Now, your opposition may not have too much weight to it, but then again, it may have a lot of weight to it. It may have a lot of weight to it. And what I mean by weight is, I mean by other people who feel the same way that you do about the situation. They may have the same idea that you have. They may want the same thing done too. Or they may want it done this way. And all I'm saying is that if you talk about it, figure it out together, do things together. If you guys are living together and being together, do it together. Include him, include her in the things that you do. If they don't want to be included, then that's another story. But you have to include each other and talk about it. That's what's going to work. Now, guys, I'm going to close the show. And again, this is my daughter's birthday, so I'm going to close the show. And I'll be back on tomorrow. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place, 6 o'clock. Remember, our new time now is 6 o'clock. So you guys take care of yourselves. Have a great, great Wednesday evening and Thursday at work. And I'll see you guys in about 23 in a half hours. Frank Williams, I'm over and I'm out. See ya.